For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In football, there's a 100% injury rate. You know, and just really think about that. Every player at one point in time gets hurt. Every single player. Much of the entire league is, you know, doing your best to minimize what those injury rates are, but then also having plans of action in case you know, whomever goes down. So you try to tool yourself so that the ship can keep moving in one direction and minimize the effect of every lost player, fully understanding that there's a reason why players are starters. So they're, how do you minimize that? How do you have a stronger group? You know, when those inevitable things occur, there's less turbulence, you know, and I think that's been steady on our mind the entire process.
Oh, yeah, the old injury bug that has hit the National Football League. Mike McDaniel talking about trying to figure out how to put his roster together. Real simple, man. Like, how many weeks are you going to be out? I mean, if this is going to be, you're close to being ready for the opener or the second game, then we're good to go. But if it's going to be a while and you're not sure, and well, then we might have to start you on the IR. So there's a lot of different things going on. Is today at 4 o'clock, NFL deadline to be down to 53. Oh my God. I still remember like yesterday, man. I remember every year going in there just about probably 2 or 3 years. I felt pretty good, but the rest of them where they were a dogfight. And they ask, hey, you young guys, especially my first year, they say, hey, all you guys, we need you in tomorrow. Come in a little bit earlier, just so we don't have to hunt you down. What? It's good. You couldn't knock on our dorm door and let us know we're out? So the veterans who were on the team, you know, they'd come in a little bit later, and we all sat there. I swear to God, they asked you to sit by your locker. So I'm sitting by my locker, and Carl Tassif was a running backs coach and a guy that was with Don Shula for a long, long time. Old school coach, hell of a player in his own day, in his own time. But just any guy that enjoys tapping a guy on the shoulder and telling him, "Bring your playbook," Coach Shula wants to see you, because coaches will. I think they still do that. I don't think that's changed. Where the head coach meets with every player and goes, hey, thanks for your work and appreciate everything you've done. We're going to have to pass. Or with Coach Shula, he'd just say, hey, listen, you're not good enough. We had guys come out, you're a pain in the ass. You didn't put enough work in. You had talent, but you wasted it. I wouldn't put a good word out for you for anything in the world. So Shula give it to you. Whatever the relationship was with Coach, Coach would – he lets you know there was no beating around the bush. Like he never went, hey, you know, you're a good kid, and man, I'll tell you what, you keep your head up, you're gonna have a chance. If he didn't believe that, Coach Shula didn't say that. But his buddy, his drinking buddy, Carl Tassif, I could never understand and how do you? It was only him. He was a guy who walked around and he taunt guys. I swear to God, I have my hand up. You can't see it. He will walk behind guys today on the cut day. He'd walk behind them and stand there. And you're going, I'm done. There he is. The Mad Bomber is standing behind me. And he's going to tap me on the shoulder with, Coach Shula, I'd like to see you. Bring your playbook. Whew, man, I got to tell you. And so, you know, I got through the first year. Made the 45, you know, made that call. Great, you know. Then the second year or third year, you know, feel a little bit better. You play a little bit better. And you're going, but now you're watching with other guys. I'm like, I don't get it, man. Whether you're actually going through it or you're secure enough and feel like, or you know, you're in the plans with all the different offensive packages and stuff that they're running. But, like, I used to stand there like, do you really friggin' enjoy telling guys they're getting fired? Like most bosses, you know, companies cut back and they go, hey, we got to get rid of 50 guys, or we got to dump these 10 salespeople here. You have to do it. And the guy goes, oh, man. Most guys go, oh, man, I hate this. I hate doing this. Most people that have somewhat of a heart don't like, unless the guy's a real turd or the woman's a real turdette. I mean, you don't enjoy it. This guy enjoyed it right to his grave. He enjoyed knowing and messing with guys. So when Mark Clayton hit him in the back of the head going out of a meeting one day, because he also was the rat and he'd tell coach everything. If a guy missed a line and we were running gassers, he would tell coach, these two guys, and Shoes would blow up. I mean, he was Shoes' go-to guy. If Shoes needed something, that was the guy that would give him all the information. One day Clayton hit him with a big wad. One of those spit wad things, you roll it up to give it a little more. And Clayton had a great arm. Mark Clayton had a great arm. Across the room, right in the back of the head going out. And I never felt so good watching it when he turned and came back in and Carl Tassif wanted to fight everybody over in that area. He had a pretty good idea who it was, but he wasn't sure. And there's not much he could do because it was one of the best players on the team that made the great throw and hit him in the back of the head. And I never seen anything like that in college or in a Shula meeting. Because Shula's running this meeting and he hears Carl Tassif. Now he's throwing chairs. He's throwing chairs out of the way, these desktops, out of the way to get back to the receiver group. Which was, listen, the maturity level in the wide receiver room, thank God we had Jimmy Cephalo and Duriel Harris. Because after that, with Nat Moore and Jimmy Cephalo, then it got really immature. Clayton was right in the middle of most of it, just so fun to be with. But when he hit him across the room, just hit him right in the back of the head, and he lost it. And he came in, and Shoes is yelling at him, what are you doing, Carl? What's this about? Well, Carl, what the hell are you doing? We got a meeting going on. Somebody hit me in the head. And I was like, oh, boy, this stuff, you can't make this. Nobody'd ever believe this in Don Shula meeting that this could be going on. But, yeah, man, I think of this guy. He passed away. This should be called Carl Tassif Day. Carl Tassif, longtime head assistant coach, running backs coach for the Miami Dolphins. This is his day because nobody enjoyed it more than Carl Tassif. God bless us. Oh, he's been dead for a while now. All the coaches, assistants are gone. But I always think of that, man. Today they got to make all these cuts down to 53. And I'm sitting there thinking of Carl Tassif. Wasn't a big fan. I never enjoyed somebody that I knew really got off on cutting young guys and telling them their dream's over. There was no practice squad. They call you from home while you're getting a second job. You're out working. And your girlfriend go, honey, you just got a call. The Dolphins want to call you back. Somebody apparently got hurt. And so, you know, guys would come back. It was a lot different game back then. But, yeah, that was crazy. So that's where Mike McDaniel is, talking about the injury bug and a lot of stuff that we have to get to here today. But Mike, very honest about the fact. I mean, he's got to meet with trainers and doctors and like, okay, Odell Beckham. How serious is this? Yesterday was asked about him. We'll have that for you a little bit later on. Like, okay, what do we do with Odell? He's not ready to go, but he's close. But is he close? I mean, he hasn't run a route yet, full speed. Kind of had him in the planes. Eric Ezekama was in a boot last week with some kind of foot problem. I don't know. Could this be that same foot stuff that everybody's getting now? What's that stuff called, Woody? What's that called, the basketball players?
The plantar?
Yeah, thing? The plantar. Maybe he's got the plantar. Maybe that's it. Thank you, the plantar. So, yeah, that's where we are. Going to be a really interesting day. It really will. It's not just here, but all over the league, and trying to pick some guys off and bring some veterans in if you can to put them on a practice squad so you can get stuck with the salary for the year and bring them up a few times here early in the season. That could happen. A lot of different ways for Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel to finalize this 53-man roster and need a third quarterback. You just do. There's no way the Miami Dolphins are playing with two quarterbacks. The health of the quarterbacks around here, starting with Tua, minus last year, you got to have a third guy. Matter of fact, anybody that's going to count on two guys after the injury bug that hit the quarterback position last year, you'd have to be really stupid to go with two quarterbacks. Seriously. I remember when Skyler was the third guy, and he had to play a lot of football, and that wasn't too long ago, as now Skyler Thompson, the backup quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. We've also got a lot of stuff going on here in college football. This is the week. It's finally friggin' here. Yes, University of Miami and the Florida Gators. And everybody's playing nice, and everybody's wondering what's going to look like. Going to be a hot ticket up there in the swamp. As everybody knows, Canes have a really good team. How quickly will it come together? Florida Gators, by the way, no matter what you're reading for win-loss totals, they got a really good team. If anybody thinks all of a sudden the Gators don't have talent, you are making a big, big mistake to think that the Gators still aren't getting really good players. And I know we talk a lot about Florida State, and we talk a lot about the Canes down here because that's what we do, but we also understand that the Florida Gators didn't all of a sudden lose all their talent. I just don't buy it. Did not happen. And so I think we're in for a great game. We're going to be talking about how this team gets better. If they are going to win 10 games, saw that was a big topic yesterday. Can they win double digit for just the second time in the regular season? What, second time since Mark Richt did it? I don't know how many years ago that was. That was Braxton Berrios was on that team. So can they do it again, and what it's going to take? I tell you what it's going to take. I mean, it starts with the transfer portal. The major upgrade, the core of guys, yes, that are coming back are going to be a big part. Don't get me wrong. The freshman class and the upside of this talented freshman class, yes, it's going to be important as the season goes on. But where this thing and where the money's being spent is that transfer portal. The big upgrade in wins starting Saturday starts with the transfer portal in Cam Ward, the number one transfer portal. Damian Martinez, Simeon Barrel, Tyler Barron, Sam Brown, Mish Powell, and Zach Carpenter, just to name a few of the upgrades of guys that were starters on teams last year and have played a lot of football at a high level. I just named them. I named a core of them. There's more. There's more in that D-line. But those are going to be the guys. If we're going to be really good, we better be talking about a lot of those names. We got to be talking about plays that those guys made. Right? That's got to be. And then, as I said, you've got this super talented freshman class. And I mean ridiculous talent. Some I've already seen. Saw some things that just went, wow, that guy's supposed to be a senior in high school, and he's out here beating guys one-on-one in spring football that are older. It's amazing. It's always amazing to me that a guy leaves high school early, goes to spring football, and kicks butt and has great practices. It's incredible, and they have those kind of guys in this freshman class. There's a guy that name has popped up when I check in, and you know, Mario's keeping everything pretty quiet over there and wants to go about business and not praising certain guys without playing games and stuff. But there's a freshman that is having quietly a really good camp, and he's not one of the hyped up freshmen, the 4- or 5-star, and they got a bunch of great players in this class, don't get me wrong. And we're going to tell you about that guy, and we're going to talk about some of those other guys when we take this quick break here. That was just my little teaser here this morning as we're flying along. I got to tell you, Woody, this is a rough day. I've never been. I know you've worked with me here on cut down day, getting down. It used to be to 45. Now it's 53 with a backup plan, a practice squad. You feel a little bit better if you've played well, and you go, all right, they're probably going to cut me, but they're going to put me on a practice squad. So I'm either going to be on this practice squad or somebody's going to pick me up and put me on their 53-man roster. So I'm feeling pretty damn good that I got a paycheck coming in starting next week. But I got to tell you, the way it was done in the old, it was mean. That's mean-spirited. It's vicious. Some of these guys today couldn't go through it. Wouldn't be able to do it. Sitting at your locker with other draft picks, waiting for this coach that had no heart, Carl Tassif. I mean, it's just mean-spirited. Who's like that? I mean, I'm all for a good prank, but we're talking about guys getting fired. And I watched them do it 8 times. 8 times. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealer. I'm sorry I've been so affected by this. I've been affected by your South Florida Chevy dealers and how nice those Tahoes are, too. Oh, my God, are they nice. I got to tell you, when it comes to Suburbans and Tahoes, those big, comfortable SUVs, man, they are unbelievable. Just got back from Tampa Bay, loaded down with Bo, Jimmy, Goldie, driving in my Tahoe, man. Just nice and comfortable. Look back. All the guys are comfortable telling stories. I go, keep the stories coming. You guys are good storytellers. I like having you guys around with my Tahoe. Hey, the Traverse, the Trailblazer, the Equinox, the Blazer kind of makes up the SUV family, from the big boys to the midsize to the smaller SUVs with so much style and substance. If you're starting to look around for something new or used with low mileage, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations all over South Florida for you to have a great experience. And Silverado Trucks, our number one selling Silverado trucks. Whether you just need a full-time working truck, nothing to do with the rest of the family, it's about you and that truck, and that's how you make a living 6, 5, 6, 7 days a week. Doesn't matter. To a Silverado truck that still needs to get the family around because you are a truck man, a truck family man, we make them all for you. Hey, I'm telling you right now, these are the best overall products we have ever had. And if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, it's time. It's time to stop by and take a test drive, especially if you're in the market for something brand new or used. We're ready. We're ready for you. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, Blazer EVs, Equinox, Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. What are you waiting for? Together, let's drive Chevy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There is not a scenario where he's going to, just jump out there with a cape on without practicing at all. I think for me, it's like every other player. You make sure that they progress, and you get them back on the field as fast as their body allows them to, and then you allow the comfort level of the players to dictate when he plays. So, are we going to play football with Tua and Odell being uncomfortable with their connectivity in a real game? Absolutely not. So, the measures that we'll take, we're trying to make sure that when he's on the field, that he's done absolutely everything to minimize how long it takes for him to be live action. So it's just step by step, and you can rest assured there won't be discomfort in Miami Gardens when we're playing in the stadium at Hard Rock or anywhere else.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel. I'm guessing that was about Odell Beckham and getting timing with he and Tua Tagovailoa, and that they need some time together. Hell yeah, we need to see Odell actually run some routes and go full speed. You're not going to just throw him out there like, hey, I feel good today. All right, you're a third receiver tomorrow against Jacksonville. That's not going to happen. I get that. And by the way, did you ever think the two healthiest receivers coming out of camp, Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington? That's it. And by the way, Malik got lit up coming across the middle. It was a clean hit, by the way. It was clean. I know nobody likes to. Every time somebody gets smashed, they call a penalty. But Malik got popped, and he got up a little slow, got up, jogged off, got a little help, and then came back in. And good to see. Good to see. And so he and Braxton Berrios, your two healthy wide receivers with apparently they're saying, don't worry about Jalen and Tyreek. They'll be just fine. So I'm kind of curious, man. Today, wide receiver could be on their mind as well as they try to figure out when everybody. And let's not forget, we got two games in 4 days. We got two very important games against two very good teams, including one team that has just owned us for the last 5 years or 6 years. Just absolutely owned us. What have we beaten now? Josh Allen twice in since he's been here. And we played him three times 1 year in the playoffs. Beat us in a couple of those games there. So today, 4 o'clock, NFL deadlines. I'm sorry about the stories. By the way, Woody had to hear more of them. The guy, I know his family has reached out to me about events, and hey, we'd like to come down. And because a lot of times when coaches pass away, their families still want to come down to all the alumni functions. And so Carl Tassif's daughter reached out to me, and I said, oh, Joe, you know, I'm just wondering, you're the only guy I can really think of. We're interested in coming. You know, I don't have anything to do with that. That's not my what's going on with the alumni and stuff. But I was thinking, man, he's talking about her dad, Carl Tassif, or maybe it was a granddaughter. And I was thinking, man, should I tell her what he was like as a coach? Because he really was apparently a really good player in the NFL. But, man, I got to tell you, you always wonder that guy, and I don't know how they do it now. I don't know if they call you in your room or call you on your cell phone and say, hey, can you come in early? Because it seems like teams, Woody, they don't want to embarrass guys, right? We've watched Hard Knocks a little bit, and hey, man, we really appreciate it. I mean, they go out of their way, like, hey, we got to let you go, but oh my gosh, man. Hey, keep working. Keep your dream alive, and, you know, because that's, it's nice. I don't know. And then you got the old school way of like, yeah. Oh, man. Today was classic. We had some guys come out and we were all waiting to see what happened to guys. And Back then we had 12 rounds, and so a lot of guys got cut, you know, 45 guys. And so you knew there weren't going to be a whole hell of a lot of guys that made it. And so guys are coming out, and hey, what'd he say to you? You go, oh, man. He said my attitude sucked, and he didn't think I worked hard, and I was one of the biggest disappointments in camp. I was like, you said that? Oh, man. How's that for a ride home and you're like, here's your ticket. Somebody will take you to the airport. and you leave the office. It's like, oh, my God. I just got crushed. I don't know if anybody's going to call me or not to come join them. But it's a lot different game. Yeah, man, the guy loved to taunt people, man. Taunt. And back then, you know, we had all the different cuts. But man, he would just... I was showing Woody how he walk up behind you. And, you know, the guy walks behind you. I go, I'm done. Because we're watching him. Everybody at their locker's watching, knowing that he's the Mad Turk. And he's going around and he's giving the bad news. Go see Coach Shula. Bring your playbook. Taps you on the shoulder. Hey, and then he just tap you on the shoulder to mess with you. Like, hey, do you, and just start talking like, man, that's not funny. Everybody knows what today is. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Carl Tassif as a child to make him act like that, that he had that attitude. We got a lot of stuff. Mike McDaniel got to figure out, along with Chris Greer, putting together a 53, trying to figure out if they have enough on the O-line, deep, especially in the guard positions and the guard center with injuries, trying to figure out Aaron Brewer, how injured is he? Isaiah Wynn, when's he coming back? Just trying to figure those out. And then if that's the case, do you have enough at guard with the rest of those guys, Driscoll and Lester Cotton and Robert Jones, who looks like he's had a good camp so far. And do you go with that, or do you try to add another piece to this thing? And then the defensive tackle position, another one. He said yesterday Peely's a little banged up, but he's fine. And he, you know, he had to leave the game twice this last preseason game, played a lot of snaps and stuff. And then the other one, man, Benito Jones, who's been out forever. I mean, he must have missed a month of camp. So you've got all that stuff you have to figure out. And then the wide receiver position with all these guys banged up. How many guys are going to be able to play? And again, you play Sunday and come right back and play Thursday. So if you're not playing Sunday, you probably aren't playing Thursday. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to imagine. If you can't play in that first game, it'd be really hard to imagine just a couple days later you're going to play against the Buffalo Bills. Just doesn't seem possible at this point. We've got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Talked about the University of Miami, and I wanted to bring this up. We're talking about if this team's going to get to where they are. Everybody knows they've got a really, really talented class of this freshman class that just came in. The ones that either came in early for spring football, had to wait and graduate, that came in during the summer. It looks like a really, really good class of of players. It really does. I mean, these guys have looked really good. There's a name when we talk about them. And I'm guilty. And I was, you know, there for some for spring football and saw some of the guys. Elijah Lofton looks like he's going to play. Plays a little bit everywhere, and I don't think that's going to change. That's no secret there. But they got a lot of guys. At some point, Justin Scott's going to play. Zaquan Patterson's going to play. Trader's going to play. We talked about Jordan Lyle during spring. That's no secret. And just how good his instincts are. The running back out of St. Thomas Aquinas, he's been really, really good. Armando Blunt, everybody thinks out of Central, is going to be another Reuben Bain at some point. And had some little injury things to take care of, but hopefully he'll be all right. The guy we haven't talked about, and it happened during spring, and I kind of didn't mention it. And the coaches, you know, standing next to him, go, hey, that guy, by the way, people don't talk enough about him. This O.J. Frederick, Woody, you might have been standing next to me when they were bragging about this St. Thomas Aquinas. I don't know. I think he's like a three-star. People hear three-star, and they go, oh, oh, he's not a four- or five-star? Like, everybody wants, like, an all-5-star or four, 4.5-star where it's got a little star into the next star, you know, and everything. So they see 3-star and they go, oh, he can't play. Huh. Well, he may not play. So that's not the case. But this guy at cornerback coming out of that St. Thomas football team a year ago, you know, we talked so much about other guys that we kind of forgot when he signed and committed to Miami on just how good he is. And his name's been popping up just about every day when I check in. And they're going, hey, man, this O.J. Frederic is really friggin' good. Now, I don't know about the trust of the trust right away for coaching staff getting ready to play against the Gators. But he's going to be one of those guys that plays a lot of football. And I like those stories, man. So we got a lot of young guys. Can't wait for the development. And I don't mean next year, development through this year. And as guys get injured and some of these games coming up where these guys are going to get a chance to play and just see how quickly they develop. Because I think a lot of them are, man. A lot of them are going to be really good at some point and can help this team, especially with depth, as we start to see guys get a little banged up and as they start to get more comfortable and get their confidence on just how good this class can be. We got to go to break here as we continue on here. I promise I'm done with the Carl Tassis stuff, man. But, yeah, you know, they're talking about the mean and tough part of football. The mean and tough part was that final cut. Or getting cut anyway. We used to have 2 or 3 different cuts, you know, with everything. And they had the 150, they called it the 150 man tryout. And they used to call it the truck driver tryout because truck drivers would come in with their trucks. These guys with massive steroid bodies would come in that, and all the bodybuilders would come out. All the guys that said, well, I know I'm better than him. And so they come out and they had this open tryout. So you'd be working out there, and here they come. There'd be like 150, and like 149 were getting cut. Like, oh, all right, hey Chuck, we've seen enough. I didn't get the bench yet. We saw your run, Chuck, and we saw your lateral movement. We're gonna have you if you don't mind. You're done. I'm not done. I drove my truck all the way from Jacksonville. No, Chuck, you're done. So it started to get a little violent. So they had to stop those open tryouts they used to have. Can you imagine that? The NFL used to have open tryouts where, well, all right, so we haven't heard of, what's your background? High school? Freshman? Okay, great. What position? I'll try anything. I'm ready to go. Anyway, right now I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, are nothing to mess with. And I got to tell you, I had both. And I'm not proud of it, but it's a fact. And it's going to happen to everybody. So it's like, you know, this whole thing about a guy laughing at another guy or a 40 or 50-year-old guy going to his friend and going, man, I got low T, dude, and I got ED. And I'm having problems, and my energy level's not like yours, and my sex drive is gone, and, man, it's just bad. Well, I don't know what to do. And then your buddies laugh at you like, oh, my God, man, you can't do this, you can't. Atlantic Men's Clinic wants to let you know it happens. It's normal for guys starting in their early 40s to 50s to 60s where ED and low T kick in and you've got some problems. Yeah, your energy level, you're moody, you don't sleep well. So you spend more time on the couch, which means you start eating more. And you got all kinds of problems. One leads to the next with low T. And Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of it for me so quickly that I just want to share. And, man, I had full-blown ED and low T. I was apologizing a while before we even got to a date on Friday night. Hey, I just got to tell you right now, I'm really sorry. I got to laugh at myself a little bit. Hey, folks, listen, it's embarrassing. And if guys are going through it right now, I really, really think if you get a chance, call Atlantic Men's Clinic. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. That first appointment with the professionals, Atlantic Men's Clinic. They know you're coming in. They know you have a problem. You're not calling to let them know and see how they're doing. Or go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get that first appointment set up. You'll notice unbelievable results. Get rid of ED and low T quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
All right, it is day two of our giveaway here, Joe, and the great country show Stars and Strings is coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word MUSIC to 20357. That's MUSIC to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates do apply.
Sounds like good stuff there, Wood.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff, and make sure you get signed up and get a chance to for a little free date night out on behalf of us here at WQAM. So yesterday, CeeDee Lamb got signed. Is it like every year? It's a different position. It feels like what it's always quarterback, of course, but CeeDee Lamb, 4-year, $136 million. I don't know why Jerry Jones didn't get this done like a month ago when the guy could have been working out with the team. $100 million guaranteed. And what are we getting to? We're getting to the mid-30s now for the top wide receivers. And by the way, you talk about a team dragging their feet. You think Ja'Marr Chase is going to play and take less than CeeDee Lamb? Really? I think Ja'Marr Chase got a lot more talent than CeeDee Lamb. And CeeDee Lamb's really good. I mean, he's one of the best, but
Numbers would say a little differently, but
yeah, but Ja'Marr Chase played with a backup half the year.
Yeah, I don't know, one's like significantly better or worse than the other. But the problem with all this stuff is they seem to redo it every single year, right? Like the next guy sets the market and then, you know, Tyreek's not happy and all these other guys aren't happy because they're not the highest paid. And it's like, well, we got to renegotiate every single year.
That's true.
Starts to get a little frustrating. I think that's the part where fans are like a little turned off by the whole thing.
100% turned off. Don't get it. Don't want it. Most fans are like, you're right. What Ja'Marr Chase got 2 years left on his contract. Hell, he's 24 years old. And Brandon Ayuk, so my father's a huge 49er fan, so every day Brandon Ayuk, you can't say his last name, but we're always having this conversation. He goes, did I see he's ready to make $14 million and he's complaining? Oh, yeah. He goes, why? And I go, because they're redoing his contract and he'll be making $28 million. He's going to double his money.
Well, here's the second problem is that guys like Brandon Ayuk think they should be on, you know, equal footing with these other guys when they really shouldn't. Like, Brandon Ayuk is not
no
Lamb, Chase, Jefferson, Hill. Like, he's not any of those guys.
I mean, he maybe could if that wasn't such a balanced team of a great running back and a really good tight end and another wide receiver. Listen, I think we all agree the 49ers at running back, at fullback, at tight end, and their two wide receivers and a base offense – have the most talented team in the NFL, period.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then, you know, a guy like that has to decide, do you want to be on a good team? You want to be a piece on a good team? Or you can go to, like, I don't know, who's in the mix, New England or something. You can go there and, you know, be the number one guy on a terrible team.
Well, that's exactly
also your
right
option. So you choose what life you want to live there, I guess,
I
right?
I think he told the New England Patriots, although I hear their name popping up again, that he didn't want to go there, although.
Well, who would want to go there? That situation's a mess. That's a bad situation over there, man.
Did you see what
the quarterbacks around?
Did you see what the coach said? This was a weird one.
Yeah, it's a weird, situation over there.
The rookie quarterback has played the best, but we're not going to start him.
Well, the team's but that's the tough.
Look,
part,
I got nothing against Brissett. I don't. He's a kid from up here in Palm Beach. Yeah, I have nothing against him, but we've seen that show. Everybody else has seen that show.
Okay, but here's the thing.
How far is that show going to take
you? The team knows they're going to be bad, right? Do you want to throw a young quarterback into that and you risk ruining the guy, which we've seen plenty of times now? Hell, they did it with Mac Jones, and I don't know if Mac Jones, I'm guessing he's not going to be good anywhere else.
Mac Jones pretty good at Jacksonville.
They threw him into, well, you know, let's see, but they threw him into
a crummy
situation.
They hope they don't see.
You know, you throw these guys in these really bad situations right off the bat, And that can be a really damaging situation for these young guys, man. So, like, do you wait till the team gets a little better to throw them in there? That's not, like, the worst idea in the world.
So, hey, we're going to let Jacoby throw it around, and it's going to be ugly, and we don't want you to be part of it. So you just stay over there on the side and watch. Watch him run for his life with that mediocre batch of receivers we gave him, let's see how this goes.
When you sit back and think about it, is it a bad decision? Probably not.
You know,
I know you like you want the best chance to win right now, but like, what are we talking the difference here? And then you risk ruining the guy, right? It was when another top quarterback that you've selected here in the draft, you roll him out there and things go really poorly, that could be the end.
Yeah. No. I understand the point. I completely understand, and that it's kind of an old school thing where I've seen it both ways. You're right. I've seen some guys who were really good first overall picks play on really, really bad teams throughout their career. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you a guy that was a trooper. People still say Archie Manning could have been one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and the Saints could never figure it out and gave him crappy teams. Crappy, crappy teams. Now, he's lucky because he's passed it along to his two sons that have had much better careers and won Super Bowls and everything else. But listen, it's funny to hear old school guys talking and they go, you know, I don't know if Peyton and Eli understand this, but Archie had every bit of talent, if not more than both those guys. And you're like, ooh, are you sure? You go, yeah, he just got stuck on the teams with their fans had the bags over their head, man. They were bad. Bad every year. You ever seen any of the highlights of Archie running for his life? Literally being chased when you could body slam guys. It looked like a wrestling show where you could pick the quarterback up and just throw him down and he didn't know what day it was and you hit him with an elbow. And that looked like Archie Manning highlights. And he was actually really, really friggin' good, to your point of like he got thrown in there and it just didn't go well. Anyway, we've got that. We also had a little move that we're kind of wondering if the Dolphins might try to follow. Did you see what the Titans did? They gave up on their third-round pick from just a couple years ago, Malik Willis. He's going to the Packers for that seventh-round pick. And I'm just wondering, and I don't know who's out there, I'm wondering if the Dolphins are maybe going to go after somebody that hasn't had great success. Malik's had a chance to be a starter. It didn't look good. And now trying to bring another guy. And, you know, if the team liked him and liked him coming out in the draft, that they give up a seventh-round pick to try to get. Listen, there's a shortage of quarterbacks. There's a shortage of good starting quarterbacks. There's a real problem trying to find good backup quarterbacks. And can you imagine what it's like trying to find a third quarterback?
Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone's out there that can play, they'd be starting. Look at some of the starters around the league, man. What a mess.
Minshew.
Sam Darnold.
So
he's
the Raiders
starting job again.
The Raiders go out and spend all that money on Christian Wilkins. Yeah. All that money. And so I was kind of wondering, like draft, everybody thought they might try to get one of those guys, those quarterbacks.
You're not buying Minshew mania.
And the guy,
maybe it'll go well. Who knows?
And the guy they drafted played a lot last year. He's just.
I mean, look, New England doesn't really have a quarterback. There's a lot of teams out there that are really struggling right now, man.
Well,
so to think that the Dolphins are going to find some great third stringer out there.
But you got to have somebody.
Yeah, you do need a body. Yes, I understand that.
You don't want.
Well, Mike White's still out there, right?
We've had
back.
That's got to be still somewhere, right? That's got to be in the back of the, if somebody doesn't pick him up.
Was he not, like, I mean, and I don't know this, Joe, but was he not a good locker room guy? Is there an issue there?
Mike?
The thing. Like, why wouldn't you just keep the guy? I mean, he's the third string quarterback. First of all, if you end up getting to that situation where you're playing a third string, your season's probably over anyway.
Well, I got news for you. You can bring Mike back. I think once you cut him, you can bring him back. If nobody picks him up, you can bring him back at a lot less money if somebody didn't pick him up. But I got to be honest, don't the Jets? Jets loved him.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I have no idea. But, yeah, I just think if you end up at your third-string quarterback, chances are your season is probably not going.
Yeah,
you're
in trouble. You're in trouble. If you got to go to three, you're
the Dolphins have a monster drop off, man. I don't know. You know, we can go around the league and look at backups, but the Dolphins drop off from starter to backup is pretty significant.
We had our third quarterback played here just a couple years ago. You remember that, right? It was Skyler.
I do. Yeah.
He's now the backup. Yeah.
That was when Teddy had the fake concussion thing, right?
Teddy had the concussion stuff, and then did he hurt his hand making a tackle?
He did
or
hurt his hand too. Yeah. Yeah, Skyler played a few times that season, didn't he?
Yeah. Played a lot, actually. All right.
He's serviceable, you know, and can get you through a game or two. But if there's a situation where you had a long-term injury, you're screwed.
Well, right now, as Mike is telling everybody, there is a 100% chance everybody gets hurt in the NFL. It is. He's right. He's right if you really look at some point in 17 games, everybody's going to get hurt. The question is, how badly is it? All right. Hey, Kyle Crabb's going to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to jump in this 7 o'clock hour, get you more stuff as we get set for first weekend of college football. No plans on Saturday. No plans at all on Saturday except watching some serious, serious football. Man, they got some great games. We'll get you caught up on the games, including the Canes and the Gators, getting ready to set to kick their season off in the swamp right now. I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. Hey, man, we're lucky to have Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, right here in our backyard, ready to go for you. It's funny. People ask me almost every day, hey, I'm just curious, because you want your family to go to the best, and I understand it, but it always starts this way. Joe, where do the pro teams? I hear you talk sometimes about. I go, yeah, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU all use the doctors at Baptist Health South Florida for team doctors as well as all their top specialists take care of their surgeries and stuff. They go, hey, you think you can help me get in? I go, well, I know a lot of the doctors, but you can get in by yourself. That's part of what they do, man. Those doctors not only work on high school, college, and professional athletes, but also they're taking care of all of us here. And I want to let you know, and it is Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. It's Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. It's at Hard Rock Stadium right next, connected to the practice facility. And the other facility is absolutely beautiful, is 595 and Pine Island Implantation. That's Dr. Swartzen and the gang up there. And a lot of those specialists are working in both locations, working Dade and Broward County a couple of days a week. So you're going to be able to see their top specialists, some of the best in the business for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle, hand. Got two hand specialists, got two back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, and now Achilles doctors, because the injury has become such a big problem. So many people, all different ages, kids all the way up to grown-ups, popping that Achilles. It sucks. It's a terrible injury. But, boy, the doctors at Baptist Health South Florida know how to fix it and fix it right so you can get back out playing the sports you love the most. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Let's get you healthy playing the sports you love the most.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.